All right, there we go. Now, Bert, for starters, please state your name and your title.
I am Bert Smith. I am the historian and webmaster for the Northeast Missouri Old Threshers in Shelbina, Missouri.
Now, Bert, will you start out by explaining a little bit about what the Old Threshers is?
This year will be our 26th show on September 12th through the 15th at the Shelby County Fairgrounds in the Nemo Land. Our goal is to save part of the equipment from the history and that way of life. We have old antique equipment that we keep running. We have trains, we have steam engines, tractors, apple presses. We have a museum that shows an old-time kitchen and parlor and bedroom. And then we also have inherited the one of the old churches in town, and we have it on our land, and we have a one-room schoolhouse. And we just try to show people, and we do free tours for the schools and nursing homes, the way that life was back in the olden days, and try to preserve that history.
All right, and as I understand, there's a festival coming up this weekend?
Yes, it'll be September 12th through the 15th. It starts off on Thursday with our tractor ride that will start at registration starts at 8:30, and they'll depart the grounds at 9 o'clock. And then that night from 5 to 7 is our fish fry. We also have our queen contest at 6:30 that night, and our Shelby County Saddle Club will be having their team sorting at 7 o'clock. And on Thursdays, it's free to get into the grounds. And then the show starts off on Friday the 13th. We have exhibitors setting up all day long. We have a flea market. We have schools coming in between 8 that morning and 3 o'clock for tours and nursing homes. And then Friday night we have our baby show with registration beginning at 5:30. We have an amateur horse pull at 7 o'clock in the Hawkins Arena. And then at 10 o'clock on our, or 7 o'clock on our grandstands, we have the talent show. And then Saturday's our big day. We have our concert Saturday night featuring David Lee Murphy with our opening act, which is a Shelbina local boy, Blake Totten, who just released his first CD. And then we have our car show on Saturday, the parade. Our kid games are at 3 o'clock. There's just Sunday we have a tractor pull and a parade. There's bingo throughout the weekend. There's open jam sessions all weekend long. We have a 1923 Alco steam train that will be running all weekend. It is $1 for adults to ride, but it's free for the kids. And on that, we have our Wild Bunch, which will rob the train throughout the weekend. The city of Shelbina is also having a citywide garage sale on Saturday. There's this continuous activity all weekend long for everybody. And it's just $10, gets you your button, and that gets you in all 3 days, plus the concert. There's no extra cost for a concert.
All right, that sounds like a fantastic time. Do you want to give kind of general directions on how to get to the fairground?
We are north of Shelbina, right on Highway 15, right at the edge of the city limits. This is your leaving town. We'll be on the north side. And you can't miss us. We're already covered in campers. And this year we'll be featuring John Deere tractors, so there'll be plenty of green out there to see.
All right. And, Bert, do you know off the top of your head about how long this festival's been going on?
This is our 26th annual show.
This sounds like something that probably gets a lot of people from around a lot of places. Is that right?
Oh, yes. This year on our tour, the tours that we give for the school kids, we have kids coming from Centralia and Callio and Higby. And I know we have people that come from Iowa and Illinois. We have one of the largest displays of full-size and scale steam engines in a 100-mile radius. We also have one of the largest displays of stationary gas engines. And we just keep growing and growing every year. We built a brand-new depot building and just got Masterson's Bridge, which used to be around the Philadelphia-Palmyra area, and it's sitting on pillars, and our train is now driving through it. It's a 105-foot-long expansion bridge.
That's awesome. Bert, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I think that there's something out there for everybody, and it's always a good time.